Today is Friday, August 30th, 2019, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you guys graciously listen to it. And I'm so grateful that you do, and today is no different. So let's get started. And to get started, we're just going to talk about what I did last night. So I went and I cooked gnilling, and I don't know. I think I need to take another stab at it, and I think I need to look at other recipes. Like, I don't know. You never know what a good recipe is. You just Google something, and then you're like, oh, this one looks good. So I tried it, and so it was all right, but it was there wasn't enough salt, and I don't want to get things too salty because Mark is very sensitive to salt. So I didn't want to oversalt anything. So I kept adding salt, but I felt like it wasn't enough. And there's sugar in the recipe, but it ended up tasting flat. Like when I added all the ingredients that was said, there was soy sauce, but there was no actual salt in the recipe. And the thing is, it called for tomato paste, but it called for tomato paste that has salt in it. And I discovered that the tomato paste that I purchased didn't have any salt added. It was literally just like citric acid and tomato or whatever. So I think that was part of the reason. And then I added the sugar, which actually did help. The sweetness really helped for it not to feel as flat as it was. But I still felt like it needed something to like liven it up. And I was adding flaky sea salt, but that's not very salty, so I probably should have added more. And then I finally decided I was going to add just a tablespoon of vinegar, and all we really had in the cabinet was apple cider vinegar. So I added a little bit of apple cider vinegar, and that did give it a pop. That helped. It brightened it up a little bit, but probably I could have done a little bit more vinegar and I could have added a little bit more salt. But ultimately, it was good. I made rice in the rice cooker. And then I know this is not Asian, but I really wanted some garlic toast. And we had like this frozen New York style garlic toast in the freezer that I like to buy. So I made garlic toast and we had that. And we watched a little TV while we ate. And then it was time to go pick up my parents. So I got all Shane's stuff together. Mark helped me get all Shane's stuff together. And I got in the car. And I don't know why dogs shake when you put them in the car. I don't know if like, and I guess all dogs probably don't do that, but Shane and Sydney both shake. And maybe it's because they're used to going to the vet or the groomer when they get in the car. I'm not really sure. But he was shaky. And I was like, you're going home, buddy. It's fine. You know, you're going to see your mommy and daddy tonight. And so I took him home and I got their SUV and then left him. And I made sure the temperature was set correct at their house. And I went and picked them up. And they actually didn't arrive on time. They were late. So I had to sit in our air quote cell phone parking lot. And we have a really small airport. But it's actually a really nice airport because everything is brand new. It's only been within the past, I don't know, 6 years that they've really been building up this airport. And everything is new. So all the parking lots are, you know, most of the parking lots have been expanded and paved freshly and all this. We have a brand new parking garage that's, I don't know, I think it's 3 or 4 stories and they have a rental car section on the first floor. And all the gates are relatively new and all that kind of stuff because they're really expanding this airport. So anyway, it's really nice. But I had to sit in the cell phone parking lot, so I was just listening to podcasts and stuff like that. And then finally, I texted. I'm like, hey, I'm in the cell phone lot, you know, because they hadn't texted me yet. And I thought, well, what if they didn't know and they're just standing there waiting on me? And so my stepdad texted me back like 30 seconds later, maybe even less than that, and said, oh, we just landed and we're still taxiing, but we'll be getting off soon. So I went ahead and pulled from the cell phone lot up to the actual gates and parked. And but I still had to wait another, like, I want to say 10 or 15 minutes there before they came out. And then their luggage wasn't there yet. So my mom stayed in the SUV and my stepdad and I went and waited at the baggage carousel for the rest of the luggage. Anyway, so I took them home, and then it was, by the time I got back here, it was like 10:45. So I think Mark and I watched like one more show, Celebrity Family Feud or something, I don't know. And then we went to bed. And then this morning, I had every intention of working from home, but I mean, but not because I didn't want to do work, but because I really wanted, I'm working on some training videos for my product, and my studio, you know, with my good microphone that I use for podcasting and all of that, is here at home. And plus, it's really quiet during the day here, and Sydney was at the groomer this morning, so she wasn't here to bark or anything like that. And one of my goals for Q3 is to get some training videos done for the product. And I think I'm especially have the skill set required to do that. So I was like, I'm going to stay home because it'll be quiet. I have my good microphone. I can hook up my work laptop to my setup here. And I can actually record everything on the work laptop. But, you know, and I came in here, but I got distracted watching like some YouTube clips. And then I thought, I have that cereal downstairs. Maybe I should go have some breakfast, and then I'll, you know, that'll wake up my brain, and then I can, you know, do these videos. And so then I went downstairs and I realized we were out of milk because I had only bought like the smallest thing of milk that you could possibly get. And so I'm like, oh, I guess I got to go to Walmart and buy some milk. So I went to Walmart and bought milk, and then, you know, I got back and I ate cereal, and then I finally, I don't know, it was probably 10 o'clock before I sat down and actually, and the funny thing is I took my shower at my normal time, maybe a little bit later than normal, but I took my shower, I got dressed as if I was going to work because I didn't want to just lay in the bed. I didn't want Mark to go off to work and I fall back asleep and wake up at 11 a.m. or something. And so I was all dressed, you know, and ready to go. And I just, I don't know. I don't do well working from home. So then finally, I guess about 10, I started working on these videos. But I didn't get any video completed by the time that Mark texted me and said, Sydney's now ready at the groomer. So then I had to go pick her up. And by then, I needed to pick up something for lunch for myself. Mark was not eating lunch at home today because he had a team lunch. And so Sydney and I stopped by Whataburger and I got a little junior burger and a small fry for lunch. And then I came back home and I ate lunch. And by then it was, you know, I needed to go into the office because I have a 1 o'clock meeting every day. And I wanted to be in the office for that. So then when I got in the office, I actually did work for the rest of the afternoon, but I felt like I got nothing done while I was at home. And the thing is, I need to do those videos at home. So I'm going to have to figure out how to motivate myself to actually sit down and do these videos and not watch YouTube or eat cereal or, you know, whatever. And so, I don't know, now I'm going to have to spend another day or two working from home, air quotes, so I can do these videos before the end of the quarter. I mean, I've got 2 more months, so it's not, I can do them, you know, whenever I get a chance, but it is going to have to be done at home. The only other thing is I did, you know, I mentioned on yesterday's episode that I was thinking about setting up Pride 48 as an actual network site so that if you wanted to create a podcast and you wanted to create a website and a feed, that you could actually do that through Pride 48. So, and on GroupMe, Joe in Dallas said, hey, Adam, how serious were you about that and how close to a reality is it? And so that kind of got me excited about it because I actually have someone that's already interested and he wanted to start podcasting. So tonight I worked on setting up a clone site of Pride48.com so I can test out all the new features before I actually go live with it. So I started that. I'm already doing some testing, and there are a few things I'm trying to work through that already came up, but I'm hopeful that I'll be able to get some working solution for this, and I'll move Geeky Gay and Survivor's Ready and But First over And then I'll probably use Joe and Dallas as another guinea pig, but I'm going to move all of those over under Pride 48. So, and then I'll open it up for other people once we test it out. So I think that's the plan anyway. I think it'll be a good deal. All right, well, I'm going to end it here. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ-friendly podcasts over at pride48.com. See you guys on Monday. Bye, everyone.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network.
Find all the best shows under the rainbow at pride48.com.